few and far between these days, but I could absolutely crush online stuff and just give content. And because looking back over the years, and this is also good for anybody watching, you know, your experiences are more powerful than your book smarts. Like I could read calculus and be a smart calculus person, but my experiences are way more important and beneficial to real people. So through my years, through my multiple lives, as I like to say, I gain different experiences. So it could be the health experience. I could talk about health. I could talk about fitness because I have a fitness experience. I could talk about mindset because I do mindset work, right? So it's all these experiences that you bring to the table. This is what people find valuable. So you become a valuable person. Remember, everybody here, like, the more experiences you have in your life, really you become a lot more valuable to other people in terms of them wanting to hear you speak or talk or get your insights and understanding on that. So that's why, like, in my present time of my life, I'm always looking for the unknown experiences. I'm always looking to build the memory and experience, because the everyday monotony of life is not going to build new experiences. It's not going to build new opportunities. It's not going to create anything exciting, because it's certain. But it's in the unknowns. It's taking that trip when someone tells you to take a trip, or just, you know, going on that weekend cruise, whatever that might be, where all these opportunities and knowns appear and show themselves and actually serendipitously take you to different, I mean, looking back, there's so many different avenues and opportunities that were attained when I made time and said, listen, I'm going to go for the experience. I'm going to go towards the unknown of life versus just sticking in my same routine. And a lot of us that are type A's, you know, we love our routine. And the routine gets you to a certain point, but also at the same time, that routine also becomes the very thing that holds you back from your potential, because we love our routine. And if we love it, we get, so you got to find a way. How can you have a routine, but also allow yourself to totally go into the unknown where there is no routine, just to experience just new things and contrasts, good and bad, where it helps you make better decisions and allows you to steer your purpose in a certain direction.
Yeah, that's it actually.
I know.
Because we do, like you're saying, I'm type A, so yeah, it's that risk, it's getting past that point. I suppose, as you know, as an athlete, it's pushing past that barrier that you can't do it anymore, and then all of a sudden you get that kick and that drive that takes you to that next level, and you're like, whoa, okay. And then, I think that's what you're trying to, is that sort of how you're,
yeah,
it's that risk, it's that,
you nailed it.